You've probably heard of some states described as flyover country. You know, middle part of the U.S., places often without big landmarks or tourist spots. Well, a lot of states do not appreciate that term. And more to the point, they are promoting lesser-known attractions so more people will visit. Here is Elizabeth Rembert of Harvest Public Media.
It's a bright day on the Elkhorn River in southeast Nebraska. People are getting ready for a very Nebraskan way of spending a warm Saturday. They're about to float down the river in livestock water tanks. They call it tanking. To get started, you push the tank into the river.
So these are cattle tanks.
Then, you and your friends or family climb into patio chairs balanced inside the tank, which is about 8 feet across. It's hours of sunshine, river views, and beverages. Tanking is something Nebraska now advertises to potential visitors. It goes hand in hand with its deadpan tourism slogan, Nebraska. Honestly, it's not for everyone. Nebraska, along with other states in the Midwest and Great Plains, have decided to lean on quirky treasures to counteract, well, attitudes of what there is to do in the heartland. The work is cut out for them. When Nebraska Tourism Director John Ricks surveyed folks around the country on what they thought of the state, he says it got a bit rude.
They were almost like knee-jerk responses. No fun, flat and boring landscape, nothing to do, blah, 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 blah.
Iowa and Kansas have to combat similar beliefs. Those perceptions make it even more important to stand out above the typical advertising images of friends laughing in a bar or trekking up a trail. Rick says those types of amenities are the baseline.
You gotta have those things. You don't see hotels advertising. I don't think they ever advertise this. I hope they never advertise this. Clean sheets. You gotta have that.
Beyond that, Nebraska, Kansas, and Iowa try to set themselves apart and appeal to travelers who want to explore and discover. Jessica O'Reilly is with Iowa Tourism.
We're just trying to rise above the level of sameness that a lot of tourism spots are. They all start to kind of look the same. So we really wanted to find a way to break through that clutter.
This year, Iowa's tourism agency upped their game and used drone videos to show off what they're calling the coolest flyover state. Could a cow sculpture made out of butter get you to visit the Iowa State Fair? Or how about an Olympic-caliber skate park in Des Moines? Or maybe a ride in a hot air balloon during a 9-day festival in the town of Indianola would help you take another look at the state's landscape.
Hot air balloons. Every year, the world's best float into Central Iowa for the National Balloon Classic.
Not to be outdone, Kansas promotes working ranches that moonlight as bed and breakfasts, and its endless sunflower fields. And don't forget the barbecue, which Kansas Tourism Director Bridget Jobe says is the taste of Kansas.
It's just something that it doesn't matter what you are doing when you're getting together with family or wherever you're going, barbecue just becomes part of that. It's part of our culture.
It's easier to market Midwestern destinations like Chicago or the Ozarks, which have instant recognition. But the tourism directors say, where's the fun in that? After all, when you spend years as the least likely state for people to visit like Nebraska did, according to one survey of travelers, you can only go up. The directors say the offbeat marketing works to draw in visitors. Leading up to the pandemic, visitor spending in each of the three states had increased by more than 10% from 2015 to 2019. And Jessica O'Reilly in Iowa says once people start exploring the state, they're not talking about flyover country anymore.
Their eyes get opened and they're like, oh my gosh, I had no idea there was all this stuff hiding right here and I just never knew about it. So that's our challenge, right, is to present Iowa in a new light.
Of course, the pandemic devastated tourism everywhere. But there's a real silver lining for states with wide open spaces that give people a chance to get off Zoom, get into nature, and stay away from large crowds. That's a perfect description of the Midwest, Kansas's Bridget Jobe says. And Midwesterners shouldn't be shy about it.
We all love our states. Kansans love Kansas. But what we don't just naturally do is shout that from the rooftops. And so we need to be better at that, that you need to get out, let other people know how wonderful your state is.
And hope they'll want to visit sometime soon. For Here and Now, I'm Elizabeth Rembert.